The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He's Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
I always look forward to my time on Senior Care Live. It's always such a fun time.
It is. It is. And you're loaded today with some pretty significant information. So let me just let the listening audience know, in Kansas City or anywhere in the country, this is the phone number. Definitely going to want to write it down, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. Or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, time's flying. We're less than a month away.
We are in the middle of it, and in less than a month the Medicare annual election period will come to a close. It'll be over. And the reason I want to bring that up is because people, you know, I get it, we're busy, we just, you know, a lot of people are like, well, after the election, you know, after the holidays,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The great Medicare people I know in this country are what we're dealing with now is very full calendars. It doesn't mean we don't have time for the listener. But what it does mean is the listeners probably need to pick up the phone or go through the website and reach out to us right away.
Well, if your calendar isn't already full, it's getting there, and it'll be there pretty quickly. So seriously, do not sit on this. You've already put it off a little bit. Do not put it off any longer.
No, do not. Well, yes, put it off until the end of Senior Care Live.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yes. And then you can pick up the phone and call the number, 816-399-4871. Or you can reach out to us through the website at lifewithmedicare.com. And clearly, it's the weekend, so we're not there. We're spending time with our families. But as soon as one of us gets there on Monday, well, I usually get there about 6 in the morning. I promise I will not call you back at 6 in the morning. Yep. But one of my team will call you back and get you scheduled for a review. But seriously, do not wait. We still have calendar openings. I've got several agents on the team. We're all trained the same way. So it doesn't matter if you talk to me or Steve or Stacy or Pat or Patricia or Dwayne or Kathy or Jeb, you're going to get a world-class experience. We can meet you in person at our office. We can do an online meeting via Microsoft Teams, or we can do one over the phone. And, you know, if you have a family member or a friend who is dealing with Medicare, they can reach out to us too. And here's one I really want to focus in on for a second, Steve. If you have adult children and they want to join the meeting, we're okay with that if you are. We know you change their diaper and you don't take their opinion seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, it's important for your children to have some understanding of your health insurance, because the truth is, if something happens and they need to know, that's a little late to be getting to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we welcome them joining a meeting and asking questions. And I know a lot of people probably don't even think about that. But if you know, you have an adult child that wants to do that, we'll try to accommodate their schedule, because they're probably working. Well, if you raised them right, they're working and not living off of you. So very, very good. It's time, Steve. We're running out of time quickly. And in fact, I think the next time you and I are together, if you invite me back on, will be after the annual election period or right at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be right at the tail end. And just to raise my hand, I am the adult child, one of them, of my mom. We went in to see Mark, and Mark, I was really thankful for the really very thorough overview, and it looks like what she has is the best for her. So we ended up after a lengthy discussion and a really great overview and review of everything, she ended up just staying with what she had because that was the best option for her.
She did, and with all the massive changes in Medicare prescription drug coverage for next year, that takes a little bit of time to go through.
Yeah.
But we even got into a long discussion about Medicare and dental and how Medicare doesn't cover dental, and we had a good time. I always enjoy visiting with your mom and you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she loves you to pieces, and so do I. So
I love you guys, too. So does that mean when you put the turkey on the smoker at Thanksgiving, I'm invited to the house?
I'm not smoking on Thanksgiving. It's just traditional roasted. So
I'm just roasted.
But you can come over.
Come on, Steve. Put it in the microwave. That'll be fine.
Rubber turkey for Thanksgiving. Yuck.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
This is why they keep us in a studio and don't let us out in public.
That's right. That's right. So new Medicare numbers and ID cards. I'm hearing something about that.
Yes, that's another big one. Approximately 1 million Medicare beneficiaries around the country are receiving new Medicare beneficiary identifier numbers. That's your Medicare number. And a new Medicare card with a new number on it. Way back in 2023, there was a Medicare data breach, and about a million people had their data compromised. So this is how Medicare is dealing with it. So the new ID cards began hitting mailboxes in October of 2024, and there's really no official word as to when the last ID cards are going to be mailed. They haven't told us that. But if you get a new Medicare card, it's the red, white, and blue one that has your name on it that's spelled correctly, and it'll have a different number than your old one. So if that happens, shred the old one immediately. It is no longer valid, and if you try to get health care using that card, the claim will be denied.
Oh, my.
So
wow.
Get rid of that one. Start using the new one. The next time you go to Dr. Nosemore, make sure his office staff gets the new Medicare card. If you happen to be on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can just put that card in your safe or your firebox and not worry about it. But it is not a scam, folks. It is real. It's coming from Medicare. And, seriously, do not use that old ID card. Make sure you use the new one. You might want to record your new Medicare number somewhere where you keep your important numbers. But be on the lookout for that. Now, that is not everybody. It's, there's 63 million people on Medicare.
Yeah.
So it's a small sampling.
Just a million. Yeah.
Right. But it's not like, well, it's only in the states of this and this.
It's everywhere.
It could be you, and so keep an eye on it. I know y'all don't like to check your mail because there's bills in there, but check your mail.
Now, is there really a Dr. Nosemore?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, true story. I used to live next to a Dr. Bonebreak. Swear to goodness, he's an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Bonebreak, and I'm not even making that up.
So. I had an orthopedic surgeon after a very severe car accident back in 1992, and his last name was Dr. Zipper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there you go. I don't know if that was an omen or just...
Yeah. Well, and as always, we have these wonderful scammers out there causing trouble. You're always very good about keeping us up on these things.
You know, I think if I ever retire, I'm just going to go out and become a scammer hunter.
Yeah,
that'd make a great TV series.
Yes, it would.
So if you are wondering if you're going to get one of those new Medicare cards, there's two choices you have. One is check your mail and wait, or you could call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227, and you can ask them if you're one of the people that's going to get it. Now, here's a secret, folks. Medicare is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless the government is closed for a holiday like the upcoming Veterans Day. But you can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I promise you, if you call them on Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, they're about as lonely as the customs agent at Kansas City International Airport. So they don't have call quotas in those odd times. So you get a little bit better experience. They're not trying to just to get you off the phone. But you can call them and ask them if you're one of the people. But here's the thing. And I want you to, if you listen to nothing else we say on Senior Care Live today, please hear this, please. No one is ever going to call you from Medicare to confirm that you received your card. If you receive a phone call and they're saying, "Hi, Mrs. Johnson, this is Tony from Medicare. I'm just calling to make sure you received your new Medicare ID card. Could you confirm the number that's on it for me?"
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is a scammer. That is a thief. I could say some stronger words, but then the FCC would get mad at us.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble.
So if that does happen, just get the caller ID number, call Medicare, and file a report. They would love to know about about this. They are trying very hard to find these scammers and shutting them down. But I promise you, nobody from the government is going to call you and ask you for your ID number. They're the government. They already know it.
That's right. And so the second you said a million people are going to be mailed brand new ID cards, I'm like, oh no, this is the scammers are coming out on that one.
They are. We're already getting reports of it. I've had clients call. Hey, somebody call me and ask me if I got my new Medicare card. Well, I mean, that's an ongoing thing, but this one, it's a little more prolific now. And you know, we have to be ever vigilant. And if you happen to be one of those people like Steve who helps his mom, you have to be extra vigilant for your parents too.
Well, and we're constantly talking about that. And she said, you know, I got this in the mail or I saw this online. And I talk to my mom every single day. So every time anything like that comes up, I'm like, nope, no, don't do that. or just disregard that. Do not even. And well, I get these Facebook requests for friends and I'm like, no, don't do that. Do not delete. So
yes,
they're these scumbags are everywhere.
I get them all the time, myself, especially on our Facebook business pages for the Medicare Whisperer, and you have to be very, very vigilant. And one of the things I've noticed is a lot of them tend to have email addresses that are just a woman's first name and an email account.
Oh boy, yeah,
that should be a red flag right there.
And if it's not coming from, you can see it's so and so from yahoo.com or something.
Right.
This is a scam. Mm-hmm. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can contribute to a health savings account while you're on Medicare. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can contribute to a health savings account while you're on Medicare. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, Medicare says that if you are enrolled in any part of Medicare, such as A or B, you may not contribute to a health savings account in your own name. So let's say that you're about to turn 65 and you're getting all the mail and all the calls and everybody's giving you advice. And you're like, I'm going to continue to work and I'm participating in a health savings account at work, but everybody tells me I should sign up for Medicare Part A because it's free. Well, it's not free. You paid for it for 40 years or longer. But again, you go out there, you sign up for Medicare Part A, and the next thing you know, when you go to file your taxes, they're like, wait a minute, you can't do that. You have to pay back 6 months of that.
Ooh.
And so... These are things before you enroll in Medicare, you want to ask questions. Any good Medicare broker who has that conversation with you is going to ask, are you still working? Yes. Does your employer have more than 20 employees? Yes. Are you participating and contributing to a health savings account?
HSA.
If you say yes, we need to have a conversation about that.
I guarantee you 95% of humanity has no clue about that.
They don't.
As a Medicare, just a normal Medicare recipient.
No, they don't. And here's the thing. You can continue to keep your health savings account with the balance that's in there, but you cannot contribute to it. This is where we get that. You know, all the advice your friends give you, especially when it starts with, well, I heard that, fill in the blank. Look, it's probably partially right, which means it's also partially wrong and could cost you a lot of money in the future. And, you know, sometimes there's ways to tweak those so that you can continue to contribute to the HSA in maybe a spouse's name. But again, that's a conversation you want to have with a qualified Medicare broker like the team at the Medicare Whisperer.
And if you don't have a qualified Medicare broker, if your Medicare agent has not called you in the last 5 or 10 years. You're not even sure if they're still working in the business. And guess what? That happens every single day, every single year. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So we have another consumer alert, Mark.
We do. You asked me to bring one, and I brought one. So we talked a couple of months ago about the Inflation Reduction Act. I think it was last month because I remember using air quotes here in the studio.
Oxymoron.
It's true. Yeah. Well, it was an act.
Yeah.
It was definitely an act.
Yeah, yeah.
But part of the Inflation Reduction Act implements, starting in 2025, a $2,000 maximum out-of-pocket cap on outpatient prescription drug costs to a person on Medicare Part D. Okay, this is great. I mean, if you're taking Eliquis and you're taking Jardiance, well, by golly, you're about July, you're done paying for drugs.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing as a result of that is many of the pharmaceutical companies are now issuing guidance that they are going to tighten up the qualifications for patient assistance for prescription drugs starting in 2025.
Hmm.
Now, these are assistance programs. They're not going away. They're just going to be harder to get. And over the years, we've helped hundreds of our clients get expensive medications for free. Even if it's only for a year or two, it still helps out with making sure they can take their medications and not go broke while they're doing it. So the reason it's a consumer alert is if you are one of those people, if you're taking a prescription medication and you're getting it for free from the pharmaceutical company, I want you Monday morning to get a hold of your prescriber, whatever doctor prescribes it, get a hold of their office and ask them to help you attempt to requalify now as opposed to waiting after the first of the year.
Mm.
I don't care if you just qualified in August. Try it. If you don't ask, the answer is automatically no, but you may be able to pick it up for another 6 months to a year before you have to start dealing with that. But it's happening. It's real. I'm reading about it every single day, and I don't want somebody to not be able to take their prescription drug, even with a $2,000 cap, just because they can't afford it.
I'll guarantee you 95% of all humanity, they don't know that as well. Act on this one, folks. It could save you literally thousands and thousands of dollars.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. That one really caught me off guard. So who knew that the Inflation Reduction Act that was supposed to be very helpful, et cetera, could cause such a negative ripple effect? And it's gonna cost people either a lot of money or they'll go without their medicine.
They typically will either self-adjust their medication.
Which is not good.
No, it's not good. Or they will just stop taking it. And it's just, that's not good. If your doctor says you need to take it, you need to take it. And unfortunately, the world is changing now. Of course, we talked about cost smoothing a couple of months ago, and you can, those archived episodes are available.
Yep. Online and anywhere you get your podcast.
That's right. So you can go back and listen to that one if you want to. But again, I want to iterate, they're not going away. They're just going to be more difficult to get involved with.
And then there's a low-income subsidy.
Oh, one of my favorite topics.
Okay.
Steve, you would be shocked at how many people we help every year qualify for this that had absolutely no idea that they qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says the same thing. Oh, I make too much money. I never qualify for those things. Well,
yeah.
Once again, as my daughter used to say when she was young, if you don't ASK, you'll never GET.
That's a good, can I borrow that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think I will.
Yeah, you can just tell everybody Emily says. But right now, they haven't come up with a 2025 number. So I'll tell you what it is now. If you are single, you're single and you either file your taxes single or you don't file taxes, if your total household income is under $22,590, you're probably going to qualify for low-income subsidy. And what that means is your cost for prescription drugs will be about $4.90 or less for generics and $12.15 or less for all other drugs on formulary of your plan.
Hmm.
So think about it. Jardiance?
Oh.
$12.15?
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff's expensive. Now, if you happen to be married and you file your taxes together, or if you make low enough that you don't have to file taxes, if your household income falls below $30,660, you're probably going to qualify for that low-income subsidy. And it's as easy as going to ssa.gov and applying, all you have to do is type in extra help or calling Social Security at 800-772-1213 and ask them to help you apply. You may even find out that you qualify for a state program to cover the cost of your Medicare Part B premium. Can you imagine, Steve, having an extra $175 in the budget when you're only making $22,000 a year?
Yeah, but it's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
It is, and many people qualify, and they don't even know it. And find out, because it could definitely save you a lot of money and help you take your prescriptions the way you're supposed to.
Well, and then in that way, I mean, you're saving more money. Why would you not do that?
There you go.
I mean, seriously. So if you're learning something, if this is resonating with you and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I've never heard that. Reach out to Mark and his wonderful team. He is the Medicare Whisperer. Mark Squires, 816-399-4871 in Kansas City and obviously anywhere in the country. That's your phone number, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. We're going to have a whole lot more with Mark coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm visiting with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, I think what you offer is as good as it gets, but I might be biased because I take my mom to see you and I've seen you in action. So share with our audience some of the advantages of working with your firm.
Well, you know, Steve, there are thousands of Medicare agents and brokers and places to get your advice. And most of...
Including Joe Namath and J.J. Dynamite.
J.J. Dynamite, yeah.
Martha, the whole thing. Yeah.
That, and by the way, Martha was my mom's name, but that lady on TV is definitely not my mom.
Yeah.
She's angry.
Yeah.
So the question is, you know, if there's thousands of options, why choose this one?
Yeah.
Most of the people and companies in this business are what I call transaction-based. They are there to walk you down a path to get you to say yes, to get you to sign an application, to get a commission. And that is how we get paid. By the way, if you ever want to know, ask. We'll tell you. We have nothing to hide. It's public information.
Yep.
I train my staff all the exact same way, and that is we are relationship-based. Yes, we get paid commission based on transactions, but we start with the relationship. We want a long-term relationship with our clients, and we are by referral only. So if we don't do the job right, people aren't going to tell their friends, family members, and coworkers about what we do. My agents in-house, I've got some external agents that are all 100% commission-based, and I really don't have control over them other than we try to support them and teach them to do the right way. But my in-house agents are salary-based. So that way, if they're going to be late on the car payment or they need to buy baby formula, whatever that is, they're not saying, well, if I don't make this sale, they're commission-based.
Yep.
They are there to form a relationship with our client.
And I think that is so smart. Mm-hmm. I have been in meetings with people in sales, and we're all in sales to some extent, okay?
Right.
But I could tell very clearly they had a car payment on their mind. It was as clear as day. I think it's so smart to put everyone on salary, and you just kind of eliminate that issue. I think it's really smart.
It does. And you know, we do have a company bonus that people, you know, they participate in. We want them all to do well.
Sure.
And that gets away from doing quotas. You know, well, if you don't sell three this today, you're going to get fired. That's no different than commission.
Yep, that's right.
And we want to remove that pressure. And you know, you can tune in and listen to other radio programs. And there's a couple in Kansas City that are talking about Medicare. You can see all the TV commercials. And the thing is, they're all talking about company and product, company and product, company and product, and free dental and free groceries and blah, 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 blah. But none of them are talking about is the human being, the person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the center of it all, is you, the person. How do we make Medicare fit you, as opposed to saying, here's a green box, now stuff yourself into it.
Yeah.
And we just, as long as I run this company and own it, that's the way we're going to do business. We don't charge for Medicare consultations. And if somebody tries to charge you for one, I want to know about it because it's against the law. You know, we told you how we get paid, and I'll be glad to tell you how much we get paid. Granted, I know people all over the country are listening to Senior Care Live, and we do work all over the country, but for our Kansas City folks, we're probably going to see at the grocery store, maybe the football game, because we are a local point of contact. If you're listening and you happen to call us and you're in an area where we're not licensed to work, I know everybody. I will find somebody for you that works like we do. We have flexibility. We don't believe in one size fits all. Once you meet me, you'll see how big my hands are and you realize I can't buy gloves off the rack. It's the same thing with Medicare. One size fits all does not work.
Yep.
You know, we will remind you to do the periodic reviews that we need to do. We'll advise you on changing coverage. We understand the strengths and weaknesses of your plan, and make no mistake about it, Steve, every plan has strengths and every plan has weaknesses. Wouldn't you rather know about the weaknesses up front?
No doubt.
You know, we sometimes have the ability to find money in risk protection programs. That's what we just talked about, low income subsidy. That's a big part of what we do. We're not going to pry. We're not going to ask you to bring your tax forms in. But if you want to share with us what your approximate income is, if we think you're going to qualify, we will help you dig into that. And the one that I think is the most important, Steve, and I we preach this and we believe it to the core of who we are as a company, lifetime claims support. We always tease and say, we speak Medicare so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you get a bill from a provider and it doesn't make sense, it doesn't look right, or you get your doctor saying Medicare is not paying this, don't do it yourself. Give us a call. If you're a client, we would be glad to step in and help you. We've got Pat Clark. Pat just loves to call insurance companies, and you know, she gives them the grandma voice.
She likes to argue with them.
she really does.
Yeah.
You know, some people go deer hunting. Pat goes insurance company hunting and absolutely loves it. But the whole team is there to do that kind of service work. And frankly, I've been in this business 23 years, and I have not seen this level of service, this concern for the individual client as a human being and as our neighbor anyplace else that I've looked. And we will continue to be that way.
Well, so this is why I so wholeheartedly look, I take my own mother in to see Mark. We just did this about a week ago or so, and it was an excellent 1-hour consultation. And Mark, even you have a commercial that says we might even have some fun. We had a lot of fun on that visit.
Actually, our 1 hour went out to almost two.
Well, my mom likes to talk a little bit. So.
Well, you know, I like talking to your mom.
So reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. And that's in Kansas City. It's a KC-based number. But anywhere in the country, that is your number, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, we've talked about it before, but the clock is seriously ticking now. Some of the Medicare Advantage plans are going to end. They're going away. And you have, like you said, you have rights and options.
You do. So if you happen to be on one of the myriad of Medicare Advantage plans that are just ending at the end of the year, just ending, boy, the world is your oyster. You have all kinds of options. I could tell you here in Kansas City, our Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City is exiting the Medicare Advantage market altogether. We've helped, and I don't want to sound like a car dealer here. I really don't, but we have helped hundreds, and by hundreds, I mean a couple of hundred Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City members find new coverage, and some of them have taken advantage of the option to move to a Medigap policy without answering any health questions.
Yeah, that's right. So if you tried to do this under kind of typical circumstances and you want to move, you have to qualify with reasonably good health.
Right.
But this one, it is, you can just switch, no questions asked. That's it's a very unique opportunity.
It is, and it doesn't come up very often, and we have an opportunity in Kansas City, both with the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City, and Aetna had a plan here called the Aetna Smart Fit. It had a $1,200 fitness benefit, and people were buying golf clubs. And they're exiting the market, and we've helped nearly 100 of those members choose new coverage. And again, some of them have opted to move to a Medigap policy. Now, there's a premium due on a Medigap policy.
Sure.
But in some cases where people are saying, you know what, I just got diagnosed with cancer, this might be a really good option. Take it for a year, get everything fixed, and you may want to go back. You may want to stay with it. You know, other plans in different regions are dealing with the same thing. Here's a big one. We're seeing this more and more. Employer and retiree coverage changes. The rules are retiree coverage or employer coverage for people over 65. The drug coverage has to be at least as good as Medicare Part D. And for years, we've had waivers on that. But now I'm seeing retirees receive letters saying your employer coverage is not creditable for Medicare Part D purposes, and you have to go get a Medicare Part D drug plan. That could be a problem if you don't know anything about it. If you receive that notice from your employer, honestly, give us a call right away. In fact, as I was coming over here, I heard one of our agents talking to somebody at their desk about this. But if you receive that notice, call us, 816-399-4871. We will at least walk you through it. We'll find out what the letter says and give you some really good advice. But do that ASAP because, you know, Steve, you said the clock's ticking.
Yep.
We're actually using the clock as a fan in the office right now. It's ticking so fast. But we're seeing it just more and more and more. Medicare's changing. It's dramatic. I don't know what the future is going to bring. We just finished with an election. I couldn't tell you what the future is going to bring, but I do know where we're at today, and I do know that my team can help you make Medicare decisions based on your budget, your lifestyle, and your health. How do you want this to work for you? We can make that happen.
And like you said, there's also some changes regarding, you know, HSA contributions.
Yep.
So more and more, I don't know, I'm seeing more and more people work, you know, well past 65, either because A, they have to, they need some little extra income, or B, I don't know if I don't plan on ever stop working. I love what I do.
Same
I can,
here.
If God blesses me with old age, I'm going to keep working for, I mean, I enjoy what I do. So this is significant. Some of the things that we're talking about here today, Mark, is probably getting your attention. Reach out again, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And stay tuned. We're going to talk a whole lot about a really important and frankly little known veterans benefit that will help you pay for the cost of senior care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So every year we talk about this Veterans Day. It's coming up Monday, November the 11th. It's a federal holiday in the United States observed annually, again, every November the 11th, honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces. So I definitely want to talk about, and again, Mark, I talk about this several times throughout the year, but the VA aid and attendance benefit is, I think it's still such a little known benefit. You mentioned a lot of people could qualify for some of the things that you had talked about earlier. Right. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of veterans and their surviving spouses could qualify for this. They just don't know about it.
That's right. They don't. And you wonder how much does Congress put toward funding this program? And what happens to the money that doesn't go out to the veterans who would qualify because they don't know about it? Maybe Congress gets a slush fund.
You never know.
But we don't want Congress to have a slush fund.
Yeah. I'm trying to reduce that slush fund and get that money in the hands of our veterans as a huge thank you for your service. That's what it is.
And, I've been in the cafeteria in the Russell Building on the Senate side.
Yep.
They have a slushy machine there, so they don't need a slush fund.
That's right. That's right. Well, the VA aid and attendance benefit, what it is, at a high level, financial assistance to help veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran pay for the high cost of senior care. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. I'll talk about that in a second. All of this in a minute. There is a service requirement, and we have a financial criteria requirement. So let me jump into this. So for the service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, and almost everyone that I've ever talked to served way more than 90 consecutive days. At least one of those days during a period of war. I'll talk about that in just a second. Not dishonorably discharged. So it could be any other type of discharge. Your income on a monthly basis is less than the cost of care. And that's pretty easy to do. That would get you the maximum benefits. So here's a 2024 number. These numbers will be adjusted usually by the COLA rate, which I think is going to be around
2.5%. 2.5.
Yeah. We don't know the exact number, but that's going to be really close. It'll be out December 1. But the 2024 numbers, you can have liquid assets. That's checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CD, 401k, IRA, that kind of thing. Doesn't include your house, your car, the stuff in your house. Okay, liquid assets, $155,356. That's the number. If you have more than that, you can just pay for your care. And once you come down and hit that number, boom, you've checked that box. There is a 3-year look back. So if you gave away $1 million in the last 3 years, that's going to cause you qualification problems. And then as far as the activities of daily living. So if you're doing fine and you sign up for this thing and I want the money, it's not for that. You have to be receiving care, paying for care, and then that's what would trigger it. That's one of the boxes. So you need help with at least two activities of daily living: bathing, dressing, mobility and transferring, eating, and toileting. So let's say, for example, if you have a home care company coming in, maybe you live in assisted living, definitely if you live in long-term care, you will check at least two of those boxes. Now, here are the official periods of war. A lot of my clients served in World War II. Thank you so much for your service. December 7th, 1941, all the way through December 31st, 1946. One day of your consecutive days of active duty during that period, and you check that box. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. And then, Mark, I'm starting to work with some relatively younger clients who served in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So that's August the 5th, 1964, all the way out to May the 7th, 1975. Now, in all of those, I have so many people say, Steve, I didn't see wartime. I was in a support role, maybe logistics. It doesn't matter. You served during a period of war. So that's how that works. Now, there is one exception. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, your period of war goes all the way back to February 28th, 1961, for the Vietnam War era in service during that time. If you did not have boots on the ground, for everyone else, August the 5th, 1964. Again, all the way out to May 7th, 1975. So here's the drum roll. A single veteran, if you check all the boxes, and so many do, a single veteran could receive a maximum of $2,300 a month. And that's a lot of money towards your cost of care. And then I'm only going to touch on that one. And then the surviving spouse of a veteran that checked all the boxes, maximum of $1,478. So let me put that in perspective. A veteran has $150,000 in liquid assets, an income of $3,000 per year. Let's say this veteran lives in assisted living at $7,000 per month. Sorry, I said $3,000 per year. $3,000 per month is the income. Living in assisted living at $7,000 per month, we're short by $4,000 per month, right? So now you're going to draw down that $150,000 without the VA benefit. His or her assets will last for 37 months, just over 3 years. with the VA aid and attendance benefit, his or her assets will last for 88 months or 7.3 years, more than doubling their time that they're able to afford and live in assisted living. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. Mark, I recommend all of my clients to call the national headquarters of VFW. They happen to be right downtown Kansas City.
They are a beautiful building downtown Kansas City. And Steve, I consult with a number of veterans every year. Yep. And if aid in attendance is part of the conversation, I give them the exact same advice. Now, you can go to an attorney who specializes in aid in attendance, but the VFW has what we refer to as the backdoor program. It's a little bit quicker than just filling out the form and mailing it to the VA. Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Can you say bureaucracy?
And well, it's got to get through the post office first.
Yeah.
But you know, my understanding is that the you do not have to be a member of the VFW.
That's true.
And I believe the last I heard, they were charging the exorbitant fee of nothing.
Zero. It's free of charge. They are there to help you, the veteran, the spouse of a veteran, the family of a veteran, qualify for this benefit and any other benefit you might, you know, that you may qualify for. So the direct line into the department that helps with the aid and assistance program, 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153. If you're driving and you didn't get that, just give me a call at Senior Care Consulting and I will I'll take care of that.
Very good. It's good information, and I highly recommend our veterans take advantage of that.
And a lot of financial advisory firms used to offer this, but now they can't.
No, we, as an industry, we kind of got stupid with that, and we were using it as a bait type thing. We'd get them approved, and then we would say, well, let's move this money over here so it won't be countable. And people were getting money locked up for 10, 15 years without being able to get access to it. So finally, the powers that be said, yeah, if you hold a securities license, we really don't want you doing this. We want you to be a volunteer veterans advocate, or we want you to be an attorney.
Yeah.
So we screwed it up for ourselves, folks.
So, again, reach out to the national headquarters of VFW if you have a Medicare question. Mark has a Medicare answer at 816-399-4871 or lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a good time.
All right. And for our veterans, thank you so much for your service. We owe you literally everything. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.